So Huku US was giving a story about how there is an app within an app, your Facebook. So kuna, I think kuna Facebook dating. Do you know the Facebook dating app? So apparently you find it if you're in the US, it's there.
It. Yes.
But sasa sisi, because I think wanajua tukuna shida mingi hapa Africa, waja tuongeze hiyo.
In fact.
So he was talking of the way there's these ones where he met some girl for this dating app, but now her, she was fully American. And she wanted to screw him. Ekonene.
Ekonene.
Episode 299. Tukisema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Now, leo nimeamua ku bring a friend of the show. This is his third time on the show. I think Wendo the highest guest.
I think so, yeah.
Guest numbers.
Yeah, this looks like it.
Yeah, we never had a guest who's come three times.
It's amazing, yeah. And kwanza nimekuwa nikiangukia almost a century.
Yeah.
100, episode 100, I was
yes,
here.
Yeah.
190 something, I was almost at 200.
Yes.
And then today, 299.
Yeah.
We'll make... One shot. Next time, 400 mutanipata hapa. Like, subscribe, share, mutanipata hapa 400.
Sindio, episode sindio. 400. Yeah. Alafu, the last time tulikuwa pamoja ni Rapture's show, eh?
Yes, yes, yeah. Rapture show. Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, that was in December.
Yeah.
Wase mpaka leo ushindaga kisikia, Doug, Doug, Doug. So, kama ujuagi, Doug. This is Doug.
Manze.
He was the MC for the event. Yeah. Ata majuzi kulikuwa na like someone who wrote an article. Sijuko uliona? Ule
yeah, niliona. It was really, oh man.
Article ya nani? Ya, Tai, Tai Ngashira.
Show, yeah, he was recording.
And they were saying like the only thing that lacked in Tai's show is Doug, an MC like an Doug. MC.
Yeah. That, yeah. Literally, that's exactly what they said. It was so weird for me because niliambiwa tu, hey, kwani ume mention hiyo kwa hii article? I'm like, sasa nimedu?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were bashing the MC. And then they saw, and I saw it was a good thing. But then, thankfully, those boys did a good job, Kinataya and Amandeep.
Yeah, yeah.
But now, I guess they fell short on the MC. And I feel like maybe it was just a different kind of MC. They got someone who does corporate instead of comedy. Which
okay.
That's the only thing. But I think it was a pro MC nonetheless.
Yeah. Alafu unajua, with these things, people learn. So, niko sure, like, for the next one, is like comedy, comedians.
Yeah.
Before two ones, the show, because nataka tubongejua vitu kadhaa, kama the Nairobi International Comedy Festival. Sindio?
That's right.
Yes, but before that, wacha ni kuremind kuwa ingia hapo linebet.com and if you're signing up, you can get 100% bonus ukitumia promo code Ekonene. And of course, vile musemaga, when the fun stops, stops. So don't be the person who keeps betting even when you're losing. When the fun stops, stop. Lakini, usisahau linebet.com, you get like the highest winnings. Why? Because your winnings come tax free. And apart from that, you can deposit via M-Pesa, or deposit via Skrill. You can deposit like using all these different like avenues. And don't forget, tax free. So you get the biggest winnings. Linebet.com, promo code Ekonene. So, wacha tibonga juu ya vitu kadhaa. Tuanze na nini? Tuanze na Nairobi. Kabla tu ingia kwa the Nairobi International Comedy Festival, wacha nikuulize like your opinion on a few things that I've seen. I think let's start with the US. So inasemekana the US, Americans last year, 2023, they spent over $113 billion on lottery tickets, yes?
Right.
If you had to convert that to Kenyan shillings, it would be close to 15 trillion Kenyan shillings, yes? That's, wow. I think, maybe bigger than our economy. I don't know.
It's like bigger than the economy.
Yes. Alafu, that this money that they spent on lottery tickets was more than they spent on movies, books, concerts, sports, tickets combined. Zote ukizi combined.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh. Unachukwaje, the American dream?
It's dead, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Americans are now chasing a dream, like, and that's what it's become, just chasing a dream. It's not, it might not be there. It's like chasing the wind at this point. I don't know, man. Like, people are better. Now, if there's a different story, they're doing it for recreation, that's a different conversation. But you know for a fact there are people whose retirement plan now in the lotteries. Like, they buy those lottery tickets. You can buy them at the petrol station every day. They just buy a ticket, just... iso draws and there are people, but I guess it's mostly, usually, unfortunately, it's also the poorer class of people that do that.
Yeah,
so hey, that's sad kidogo.
Mm.
Kidogo, it's a bit sad that wamefika hapo. Even movies, I'm actually surprised.
Ata
getting more shituka than movies. Are they spending more on porn? Even porn. Kama imeshinda porn. Sasa nitajua hapo iko shida.
I think squeeze to spend on porn is when you're a loser. This true free porn. Like, true, I don't true, need true any premium true membership. Wana taka premium membership?
No, I don't. In fact, I don't want professionally shot videos. Mimi nataka zenye sijui ni nini inaendelea.
Yeah, usulanizengali. No, you watch Asley. Asley gonna go around everywhere. Did you see it?
The clip. Niliona the thumbnail, but I didn't
click.
I didn't click.
Oh, okay.
Actually, wacha nionge ukweli yangu. Wacha nisijifanye hapa. I looked for it to kuipata.
Najua
na connections.
Najua your feeling. Like sometimes you see
I'm just like,
kuna
okay,
tape, imetokea, and then you start looking for average ways you lose cause. No,
wait.
Shafika hii umri yetu.
Unashanga vitu zingine.
Upavot ni nini? Cuz mimi sasa kitu ile happen, tulikuwa tuna shoot on Saturday na shoot na kina Rapture.
Uh-huh.
So kina Rapture anakama kule, like, hey, buda jo mocho asle. Na niko like zi tena pepetana jo amepeleka manzi mbio. So jo now I'm curious cuz unje za man's ego, I'm there like iko nene.
Kwani anatumia nini?
Anatumia na what is he? Alafu Dave flani akaandika, ati let's be honest, Asle's meat is better than Drake's. Nikasema sasa hapa
mmefanya
hapa baya. Sasa umetuweza. Sasa I had to go looking for it. Kuenda kuitafuta nikaipata eventually. Just me mwenyewe tu hapo tu Twitter.
Twitter.
I think ilikuwa Twitter. Then Twitter ikanipush. Kitaka kujua mimi kapava, ikanipush link to Telegram.
Telegram.
And I still open the Telegram.
Me, I deleted Telegram for that reason.
Yeah.
Generally.
Yeah.
Just to avoid those rabbit holes where something comes up and be like, hey, I'm not, is it a pretend that I don't, not, yeah, I'm not curious to see what's going on. So ukishaanza kuingia Telegram to sign in, join this channel. Ah, wewe kwani nili join my channel, bro, and then nika realize kuna time inakuambia somebody has joined Telegram, ama it's if somebody has joined a channel. I didn't know what it was, and I'm like, and I'm too old to be following up on technology.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Sai
sika Facebook inge invento sai. Mimi ningekuwa naweka DMs kwa wall. Like, that's how bad I am. Sina shughuli na kulearn how it works.
Yes.
So here, Asley niliona the snapshot. Nikasema wacha niangalie, nikakliku jamaa hakuna. Nikaanza kuona maduve. Tena nikajaribu thread ingine. Sijui wenye wanauza cabbage. Nikasema hii, I'm sure that it's nothing.
It's nothing. Sikuona kitu yote pale, like I felt threatened. Drake, I felt threatened.
Uliona ya Drake? Drake
ilikuwa just him playing with his weapon.
Oh,
and it was not, bana nilikuwa ile unakuwa ile bani maga akisema ati it's so big, aki when I whip out the whole room goes dark.
Yeah.
That dude has a weapon. Afu yuko na door.
For Drake alikuwa
yuko na door, yuko na weapon, yuko light skin, so you know now black girls are going to like him.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, how is he patua kila kitu? Kwenda huko.
Kwenda na zako huko. Hiyo sikuona, hata sikujua context ya hiyo. But to be fair, hata kwa nini yangu, stories za Drake hazikujangu kwa nini yangu. Mimi nimesha localize kabisa.
Hata mimi. Mimi sinaga hiyo time ya nini. Yeah. So, so Americans wana spend a lot on lottery.
Yeah.
So, wewe mwenyewe, do you consider yourself lucky? Like, ushai try kushinda jackpot kama hii?
But
na sport pesa?
Sport pesa, zi.
I'll
tell you, like, hata lucky yoyote, bro. Wacha nikwambie, lucky yenye niko, mi naonanga kuna like lucky mbili.
Yes.
Two types of lucky. I'm lucky in, for example, that I get to do what I like to do, what I love to do, my dream, and the fact that I've even gotten in those opportunities.
Yeah.
I mean, even the idea that I'm sitting here with you, unajua when we were toys, like tukiwa high school, nyinyi ndio wase tulikuwa tunaangalia kwa magazeti manini. So for me to be here, to be able to be on this, that's lucky, I think.
I
feel like you could say yes, I'm smart enough to do stuff, but I just think the idea that you even have that initiative in your head, that's a certain type of luck. As to is a lotteries and stuff, I've never been lucky, bro. Acha ni hata zile events G50-50 draw, eti mtu ata win 50, munachangia for a cause and then 50% goes to the cause, the other 50% goes to the winner of the draw.
Yeah.
Sijawahi win hata hiyo moja. Hata hiyo ya kuwin Thamos. Kwa kwa nini ki function hii machama hizo ai hata siku moja hata hata ikiwa na watu watano bro nimekaa hivi nikisema si iko tu yangu hata hizi vitu surely but no I'm not lucky in that sense but I also got the lucky the life draw lucky ile ya I can just do my thing yani the way
cuz I think hiyo ni ile like ukisikiza like this scientist there's this scientist I follow a lot and it's called Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Right.
There's this one thing he likes saying that just being alive means you're super lucky.
Right.
Cuz there are more people
true
who could have existed that don't exist than the people that exist.
Cuz
I try to imagine like every time ile nini ile sperm load inaanguka how many people just eliminate you fighting for that egg to fertilize. So kuna hiyo. Hiyo ni like moja ni sasa niko
na the genocide of the nut.
Yeah, yeah. Like when the woman's body is attacking it like foreign
only lady. One survives.
Only one survives.
Then you think that's a real genocide.
Yeah, that's genocide. A nini. So kuna hiyo luck but mimi hizi luck za lottery sijaikuwa nazo even as a kid you remember those risks za balloon like we used to pay was it 1 shilling
yeah 2 but and then you get and then
unapatiwa number
yeah
unachagua you chagua the number I never got the biggest balloon I used to always get the smallest
bro yes hata mimi I hated hiyo kitu ile
kwa sababu ulikuwa unakuambia uchague number si ndio
I remember ulikuwa unapewa it was a thing you look at it unachagua it was a circle nyuma iko na number and then sasa ina match na ile yenye iko
Yeah,
wacha
yeah.
Ni kwa na ujue umesave ndio upate hizo
yes.
Nini sijui ilikuwa bob ama itu bob sasa ume sacrifice upate hizo ma 5 bob useme uende amenunua balloon tatu zote ndogo ai hiyo kitu
unapatiwa pale huko una try queen nini unashindwa like what's going on here
that was painful yeah kwanza ukiwa mto hii before you understand life
Yeah.
Hii kitu iko nani bo.
So I've never been lucky, but in other ways I've felt lucky.
Right.
Unajua like when I look at my media career, Monaga just it's full of luck
because
a lot of things happen that should not have happened, yes. So kama I nakukanikiwa mtoi like I used to like because by the time I started loving hip hop because me nianza ku love hip hop late I'd say maybe I was around 16 nisema madole ilishika so I used to listen to Redman and Redman used to have this what up so unajua as a kid you're trying to ape the people you love
yes
so I'd be like what up alafu Redman na Snoop walikuwa organize skits za radio
Yeah.
Where they talk like they're on the radio station.
Right.
So Snoop had this DJ Easy Dick say my time is short but the dick is long. Do you know?
It's Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
Okay.
Snoop used to have those skits.
I was always
fascinated by radio. So Snoop will call W Balls.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I used to be fascinated with that. Like, what if one day I was to work on a radio station?
Yes.
And then what happened? Things happen. Nikaanza ku rap. Mimi sikuwa na plan ku rap in my life. It's something that I just started.
What did you get?
I think it was more of a challenge. Like I used to hang out with akina Jua Kali.
Okay.
And then they I think one of them challenged me like Koyo the Kali forever.
Yeah.
And then my pride tried this thing, but I was never at someone who wanted to be that. It was not this something I did because of, but now starting
it
is how I ended up on radio.
Because
now
Nikaishia
siku moja nikaenda K1. Then when I'm K1 we are freestyling. Then Buda Blaze, kwanza I remember it's Buda Blaze who called me like, "Hey, Mwafrika, show up." Then I show up. Maina Kageni is hosting. I rap. After ku rap, nika meet Kirubi. I never thought I'd meet Kirubi. Met Kirubi and met Mdosi wa Citizen, like Royal Media Radio. And it was Fred Afune. He gave me his card, told me, are you interested in working on radio? I was like, yes. I thought he was lying. Like 3 months later, he calls me and I'm on radio. So luck. I'll always look
was
at that
YFM?
As luck.
Was it YFM?
YFM,
I remember that. Ah, yes.
So you only luck. Another luck, ile ndeza sema ni gani, how I ended up even on ghetto radio.
Yeah.
Like nikiwa again, kiwa YFM, I interview this girl, upcoming rapper, called Angel. Angel, badai, like a few years later, meets some white dude. She starts messing around with him. He wants to start a radio station. She tells him, hey, by the way, there's this guy called Mwafrika. And then, you see, I end up as head of ghetto radio. I end up seeing the world. I end up, you see, like, you understand?
Yeah,
like, so I've been lucky.
Really, yeah.
Some degree kushinda lottery lucky no but I'd say I'm a lucky person
the second type of luck essentially yeah that's interesting
wewe kuna zile uka gauna sema like this is pure luck this is not like I was lucky
For the way I look at it, it's not, it's especially, it's gonna sound cliche. Mm. Zile za opportunity preparation is a nonsense, whereby there's still some input from you required.
Yes.
So I've just been lucky that my input in a bear fruit.
Because
I've also seen people who do a certain, like there are people who work hard. I am sure there are people who work harder than I do in some things.
Yeah.
But they don't get the same results that I do get. So for me, I feel like, all right, if I can tweak things into that, that's luck. If I can make things work, being able to make things work. But definitely, it's never been luck in the sense of I was just sitting there and something happened to me.
Yeah.
Even the way you have described your situation, I feel like you were working.
Yeah,
you were
so putting in your work.
And things aligned.
Yes, things aligned.
There are people who did similar things like you, lakini hawakupata hiyo, your call, unaona?
Yeah.
Like that connection with people, I'm lucky with that connection, a connection na watu, as in connect na mtu.
Yeah.
Tunaingiana, things happen, I'm able to make things work. We're able to make, you know, move the next thing, stage. But yeah, lottery zebra, even though it would be nice and easy.
Hata mimi jo. Because also me kitu moja, I was very ignorant. I discovered betting super late. So when I discover nakunga nilitry like that SportPesa lottery a few times, never got it. I just I think imefika like 350 million. I'm not even interested in that.
Forget
like,
about it. Yeah,
I know winning one game, if I can bet on one game and win, because I'm utumiaga like mathematics on it. Kuna probabilities and what. But you tell me at 17 games.
Bas, probably, let me tell you, the only time I ever did this mobile betting is now. It was exactly that, where I was just taking one game, look which one has had the higher chances,
and
I bet peke yake. I do like 5 games in a row, and then unapata tatu, mbili, ama unapata zote tano, but it was just, at a rare even tano, because me, I would just get tired. I didn't actually enjoy. I used to like the idea of enjoying when I bet. So I did bet for a few months. Not too long, like intermittently, didn't have enough to do. But nikachanga. But unaona hata in that sense, I feel like nilifanya, I did much too much work. For the fact that I put in CG 100 shillings and then I do 5 games, then I get CG 130. 150. That's just like working in probabilities. I work in an office where we do probabilities.
Yes. And you just need it pole. Yeah. But because otherwise he lacking in ile watu and then I feel like a few people overrate their luck. Call this case story, say alikuwa LD. So there's this guy in LD, he used to work at an M-Pesa shop. So he's an employee. So what were my deposit? I think 120k. He took the whole 120k, went to some place to bet, lost the whole money, then went and akajinyonga.
Nyonga manze.
Like 120k. Where nini?
It's very, it's kidogo money. But from his point of view,
it was his
this
world.
Is a lot of money. You realize there's times when you're 20 and you're konayo, mbele nyuma yako, you're not expecting anywhere else. It makes sense. It makes sense. But I feel like if he doesn't have the ability to tell that this will end.
This is
not the end of the world. Like I'll deal with it. Things will come back to normal.
Anakurusha jela. I think sasa maybe aliogopa jela.
Alikuwa
anaenda jela. Unajua Kenya na employer kuachi.
Unapata pia anaweza kwa. Kuna watu watakuachia, wata work out something. Unaweza pata you can work out something.
120k una work out nine.
But still, hata ukienda jela unaenda for how long?
I don't know. For stealing, I don't know.
Because I don't think it's robbery. It's not robbery with violence or anything.
Yes.
It's some sort of fraud. The worst you can do, you probably could handle.
Yeah.
You know, see kama zile za nini. Kuna mse mwingine, I don't know if it was this year or years ago, in Australia, ama in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Mse alienda ku bet. And then, I think it was a few years ago, Ali bet akawin. So when he won the big draw, the camera people came to record him reenacting buying a lottery ticket. He reenacts it, scratches the lottery ticket, wins again.
Yeah.
How lucky can that be?
Yeah.
Alafu kuna mwingine siji in Hungary or... I remember vaguely, or somewhere in Amsterdam, some is a European. I may win vitu mingi, like he just keeps winning. like consistently mpaka now all the money gets anaziweka kwa hizo draw anaziwin anazi, like I don't know, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, kuna, what are they all lucky.
What the hell,
they're so lucky. Yeah. A lot of Historia states, like as you know, someone won the Powerball,
yeah,
I think this past week, and they were from Oregon.
Yes.
And apparently, like a lot of people who've won from your place, right, like Oregon has had like a few winners from your place. Yeah. But there are people who are lucky, but still, to keep on going, your luck and probabilities. You heard about the guy who, akiwa alive, he was struck twice by lightning. Have you heard about that guy?
No.
Yeah, he was struck twice, survived. When he died, lightning went to strike grave yake. Like a kitagara.
Alikuwa anatafutwa.
Yeah, alikuwa anatafutwa, like. You know, Japan, and remind, like, are you, wewe unakoga mtu wa small talk ukiingia kwa ndege?
Kwa ndege?
Mm.
Barely.
I'm a stranger.
No, I'm too tired.
Go strike, like, imagine you're talking to a stranger, you say mna wait. Alafu akwambia they've survived even 2 road accidents. But it would make you very nervous.
Obviously, it's your third one. He never end.
Yeah.
No, none.
You say, "Una ingia kwa ndege yote."
Yeah, no, man. Yata, hey. Kwanza watu wa ndege, hata matatu is easier to do small talk than in ndege. I don't like talking to people.
Yeah. Hapa ni kwa sema pale kwa waiting, whatever. Like, mkiwait.
Unless, now, I don't know if I'm introverted, but generally, unless somebody starts talking to me, I don't talk to them. But the first time I actually flew, very first time, nilipata, nilianza kuongea na dem fulani alikuwa mweusi na alikuwa Mkenya. So we ended up just chatting the whole way in the flight.
Kenda Canada.
Canada. But that's the only time I've actually ever talked to someone on the plane. Otherwise, all the rest of the time, as soon as we seat belts off, me na lala.
And it's also safe.
Music.
It's also safe because pia nishaisikia the story ya dem fulani alikuwa naenda Dubai, and then an old woman started chatting her up. Kumbe the old woman had drugs.
Right.
So by the time she was being arrested, she was there, "Oh, that's my daughter." Fiti yako na George nake.
Damn.
Yeah.
I should build rapport on her. God damn.
So,
yes.
So that's
safe
thing
to avoid. Yeah, it's
usiongee na watu
ngumu. Inaweza kuwa ngumu situation kai hiyo. Kwanza hata ameshakufanya hebu ni bebe hizi unambebea.
Yeah.
Ndio unashikwa nazo.
Mimi siwezi bebea mtu. Airport. Airport hata ukianguka. Pugulugulu. Mimi the best taduni. Ameanguka kujeni msaidie, but I'm not helping. Waweza kumsaidia hivi alafu ibaki tu just with a whatever of cocaine kwa mkono ama heroin.
Your hands where I can see them. And then kwanza if you are black unajua wanakukujia fast.
Yeah, wanakukujia.
You are the first suspect. Azi.
Ama mtu akwambia nishikie viatu alafu pata in the shoe bomb. Alafu mko kwa airport. Kabla upelekwe Guantanamo ufinywe.
Kitabogana story.
We'll find out it's not you. It's
too late.
Yeah. So
yeah, usha finyo mara kadha.
Yeah, mimi nachukua galaki yangu ikuwa ginene. Yeah. But sasa acha tu toke kwa luck tubongejea the Nairobi International Comedy Festival.
Yes,
so nacheki this time kuna Robbie Collins from South Africa.
Yes.
Alafu nacheki amework na Chappelle na Trevor Noah.
Works with Chappelle, Trevor Noah.
Yeah.
Just yesterday just won the headline of the year award at the Comics Choice Award.
Yeah.
He's a legit comic, like any comedian you talk to about Robbie Collins is like, Robbie is the guy.
Okay.
The guy is very loved and he's very good.
Alafu kuna Cotilda kutoka Uganda.
Cotilda, our girl. Cotilda is very popular in Kenya too. Anakujanga sana. So she's very funny. I've met her a few times and we've always gelled. So I'm really excited to have, she's gonna be part of this.
Yeah.
The mini festival. It's really mini festival, but it's really intense. Like we're doing it intensely.
Yeah.
We have Emmanuel atakuwa kihost Kisiangani.
Yeah.
Kisiangani.
Yeah.
And then we have Darren Collins, you know.
Yeah, from the USA.
From the USA. Yeah.
So as one of our kujua jo, kiona vile the list that Dagalin to me ni Cotilda Inapo from Uganda, Robbie Collins from South Africa, Darren Collins from USA, Amandeep from South B. Yani leo kuchomea Amandeep.
Amandeep is such a Nairobi boy. You have to put it like that. You know, we could just do India, you know, and pretend he's Indian, but he's really very Kenyan. He's really super Kenyan, you know. As you know, sasa unajua kipindi ya Kenya kufanya ikue international, lazima waambie Amandeep uko na passport ya India. Hauna? una relatives uko nao unaweza wapigia, eh, you know, that is the idea to make it international. But the real story is it started very modestly, and our culture is still very small. I started to enjoy our culture is still very small, we're still building up, the ecosystem is still but for the stuff that we are able to do, I'm really grateful for the people that come to our shows, the Kenyans wanatuweka vizuri. So what is happening here is we just want to bring that, because again, these are world class comedians, to be honest. Like I'm talking Mandeep, David Masharia was going to be there, George Waweru, Kina Justin, Tiger Shira, myself, we have, you know, Ruth Nyab, like the list is, we have over 25 comics performing throughout that period, right? And we have even that family show, your dad. Have you ever shown you that? You should even go that with the toys, man. It's a family show, and it's comedy puppets and you know, and magic and juggling. It's amazing. Like the first show we did ever, it was just like guys were like, in fact, that was a last minute addition. It was not even part of the festival, but it was so good. People were just like, oh, like wide eyed. So we're like, ikitu lazima tufanye tena. You know, to add it on to the your festival, and you feel like everyone is included, and then we're doing it at the Nairobi Laugh Bar, which is, you know, the first comedy club in Nairobi full time that we are doing. So wasi okuje, yani, so that and atmosphere, that's the whole thing.
So ni festival inaanza ni
Wednesday to Sunday.
And tiko ni kila siku lakini kubai.
Yeah, unaweza pata kila siku ama unaweza pata pass enye inaenda mpaka Saturday.
Which is
for 3500 for all the four shows till Saturday. The family show we couldn't figure out how to lump it together, because again that was last minute.
Yeah.
But that one also the tickets are there, 750 for toy and 1000 for grown ups.
Okay.
The other shows the tickets are 1200 to 1500. I think we still have some 1200 tickets, but they're running out. 1200 to 1500. And then the Robbie Collins show ni down bill 1500 to
Okay. Yeah, to iko Saturday.
Sunday. 2 p.m. to
3:30. Oh, 2 p.m. to 3:30.
Yeah, okay. And it's actually ideal for family. It's not just for toy. Grown-ups and toys alike. It's a good show. It's a proper show.
Okay. Yeah. So, hey, but this is good to see. Like, like Nairobi says it, tumeanza kunini comedy hivi.
Yeah.
It's good, eh?
Right, yeah.
Afuna chiki, Justin atakuwa?
Justin and Ty, they are actually collaborating. Oh, unakumbuka TMI with Ty?
Yes.
That show, we are doing it now. New satire show, but we're doing it by ourselves. You know, last time tulikuwa na a lot of donors and everything, and then wakienda manaachwa matani.
Yes.
So this time we're just doing it ourselves with the community of, you know, comedy lovers and the festival. So as part of the festival, just putting it together again, see if we can actually, we know we can do it properly.
Yes.
So we want to bring it back, because these guys are really good.
Yeah.
Like Justin is doing this online every few months, and atupatia a series of just episodes. Tiger Shira ni huyo tunamjua, like, so I'm just in my mind, I'm like, it would be dope if we do a festival where people get to experience these kinds of shows, variety, not just stand-up, but everything else, you know, at Highly Debatable. I don't know if you've ever
been to the Highly Debatable. But I've watched
it. You've watched it. The Highly Debatable show is just a silly, it's a silly idea. It's so fun, because we're just debating.
Yes.
But we are not debating. It's so nice. Last time we did a mock presidential debate and we had to do it again. Like the surveys told us we have to redo it. Because people loved it so much. We had two guys running for pretending to run for president and they were debating, and it was shenanigans. Iliwaka moto, bro. Iliwaka like you can watch it on YouTube and be like, all right, that was good. That's cool. But being there, it's a different feeling.
Yeah, because the energy and the...
Yeah, it's a different feeling. Like, if you have never been to a comedy show,
yeah,
it's best experienced live. Online is great. Comedy is amazing. If you love comedy on YouTube, end a live utajua.
Yeah.
Utajua vile you feel like.
Yeah, because kuna kogane yo energy pia that comes from other people laughing and you, and the moment is
being
just...
In the moment,
Okay. So, msisahau, Joe, you're in the Nairobi International Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
Starting by the time you know, show ni leo. So, starting today, hadi Saturday. Sindio? That's 17th April hadi 20th. Mimi mwenyewe nitakuwa kwa show ya Kisiangani leo usiku. Mm-hmm. It's streaming live, ama?
Yeah, we'll stream Kisiangani, will stream it live. We'll also record it, pre-record it.
Yeah, yeah. So wase waneza baki wameni cheki hapo. Tutakuwa tuki talk podcast, comedy and everything, mm-hmm. Sio?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. So tutakuwa tukurimind tena juu ya the Nairobi International Comedy Festival, but tukiendelea, ulicheki story ile happened last week, ilikuwa juu ya this billionaire woman. She's from Vietnam. So she's been given the death sentence,
mm-hmm.
and that's for $44 billion fraud. And so far, apart from kuwa nini to death, ameambua alipe $27 billion. So this is like 3% of the economy ya Vietnam. Umadha alibaki ameiba. Anaitwa Truong.
Truong.
Yes.
Wait, so $44 billion alipe. First of all, how did that happen? Secondly, anaambiwa alipe ama atakufa ama alipe apenda sipende.
Hata nyongwa.
Hata nyongwa. That's what they've decided they're nyongering. Sindio?
Yeah.
But sasa wanamwambia alipe 27 kwa nini?
Story 44, I think maybe they were able to recover part of it. So okay. Like the way she ran the fraud, ilikuwa that she used to, she started like a fake bank, kitu kama hiyo. And then with this bank, she used to, she started a bank, and with this bank, she used to give loans to her fake companies.
Okay.
Yes.
And then they would default.
Yeah, they would default.
So that's ridiculous. Like, okay, what the level of greed, though? I know. Where niambie? Don't you feel like there's a certain amount of money that when you have, nothing changes anymore?
Yeah. So, wacha nikusomee nini. So, she's called Truong Mailan, a high-profile businesswoman who chaired a sprawling company that developed luxury apartments, hotels, offices, and shopping malls, was arrested in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
The 67-year-old has been convicted for fraud amounting to $12.5 billion. Mm-hmm. Oh, 12.5, okay. Which is nearly 3.5% of the country's 2022 GDP,
mm-hmm.
and for illegally controlling a major bank and allowing loans that resulted in losses of $27 billion, state media outlets reported. Death sentences are uncommon in Vietnam, but it's rare in financial crimes and for someone this well known. So like they decided hapa because Kenya unajua kuna julikana, you just get away with it. It's not something, you know.
Is she a threat to the president, maybe?
I don't know.
They're still kind of a third world country, right? Whatever the case. So, like, do you feel like anatolewa tu kwa juu she's a headache to someone for some other reason?
Si. Because...
I mean, granted, these are crimes, that's ridiculous. For me, that's pathological.
Yeah.
That's antisocial. Like, how much money do you need?
Yeah.
you know, like, there's... Kuna ile, check him off. Kuna ile level, if you make a certain amount of money, you start getting certain... types of enemies, that the best you can do is keep getting that money that way.
Yes.
Right? Because essentially me, I feel like kuna level kwa life or even in our country, for example, where beyond a certain amount of money, it's above the law.
Yeah.
In the sense that it's not above the law morally or whatever, but people will come and steal from you. You know, when back in the day before we had order and civility, ukiwa hata na ng'ombe mtu anakuja na kuibia, ukiwa na nini, people would steal. Yeah, yeah. That's the same. For that money, it's still the Wild West for a certain level of money in these our countries.
Yes.
Unaona? Ndio unaonanga msee inakuanga akitaka kuwa in power. There's a wealth grab that happens when power changes hands. Because there's just a certain amount of money that... It doesn't matter if you have it or you don't have it. It nothing changes beyond that point.
Yeah.
Like, so, wasi yonye wana get yo, mi naona tu ni yoni mental illness fulani yonye
aija
address yo. That's ridiculous to kuhib, especially juu anaiba. Unajua pia kaya ingekua nazi an, yonye in fair game.
Yes.
It's a different story.
Lisa kina Elon Musk, where they are stealing, but not this way.
This way, yeah. The they're rules of the game are clear, and they're playing by those rules.
Yeah.
Generally, and if they avoid them, they avoid them in a way that we cannot see. This is just like pure, you know, lesson. Ile ya kuiba tu live.
So ati alikuwa involved in the 2011 merger of the beleaguered Saigon Joint Commercial Bank with two other lenders in a plan coordinated by Vietnam's Central Bank.
See?
Alafu, she's accused of using the bank as her cash cow, illegally controlling it between 2012 to 2022 and using thousands of ghost companies in Vietnam and abroad to give loans to herself and her allies, according to government documents. So she had thousands of ghost companies. So she was just taking the money. So the losses resulted in $27 billion. Yeah.
Yeah, because even if you give loans to yourself through that bank, it doesn't end up like. It's not like she's keeping them in her house. Yeah. She puts them. She goes and puts them back in the economy. Remember, she was extra.
I don't know. Sending it out. You'll find now she puts them maybe back to the economy because she goes and she wants to eat fish imported from France. No, you get to jinga so come up nazo. Like you'll want all of a sudden you kona pesa, but you want like octopus imported from Vietnam. Like why?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make enough sense. But you know, the irrational things. Hata mimi by the way kuna siku pesa imenifanya nimefanya vitu as it makes sense.
Yeah,
as it makes sense.
Nini ushaifanya? Nini ushaifanya?
Of course no. I just mean like unajua size labda sisi tunazusha mwafu tunasema why do you need octopus from another country?
Yeah.
Maybe when you have money that is what your
I'll need wagyu.
Yeah,
wagyu.
Yeah, nimeona it's very expensive beef.
Do you know how much
beef
it is? Eh?
Yeah.
Here it's like over 10,000 per kg, $10,000.
Yeah, you're
eh?
Craving it. Remember the first time you ate steak?
Afu napata wagyu na ugali na chakula na kuoga na mafuta, unapata mafuta.
Unaona?
Wagyu afu ni taxpayer.
The taxpayer's money.
Taxpayer's money hapa Kenya.
Yeah, na kasup. Of course.
Yeah.
Una appetite ya regular beef cubes. Hakuna appetite. It doesn't make sense.
Unakula nini na maskini unakula the same.
Eh bana. I remember the first time you ate steak. Unapendaga steak?
Yeah, napenda steak, yeah.
It's very irrational. Because do you remember the time when beef was beef to you? Alafu saizi, you eat steak.
Yeah.
And you are very particular about it. See, unaona hiyo ni pesa inakuwasha tu.
Yeah, najua. Unakuga na hiyo level ya. Because mu wanaga like even, alafu, ushanu this money, especially for black people, it makes us unhealthy. Maybe not black people, I'd say third world.
Third world.
You know, to make it unhealthy because we start eating. Watu wako, majuna pataga, mtu wakipata pesa sasa all of a sudden they are vegetarian. Mimi ni vegetarian. Mimi tayo minataka kukula ostrich.
Yeah.
Nataka tu nishike ile mgu ya ostrich hivi unanatuniko.
Okay, unaitoa kama mio. But I'm sure there's a deeper philosophical conversation about that whereby it's, you know, where we came from money, we have attached value to money, as opposed to money being an exchange of value only. To attach value to the actual currency for liquidity purposes. But but generally even though enough to affect sisi na to afflict hapa. Unaona sasa hiyo vitu za American dreams. Mimi naona hiyo difference kubwa ni those guys generally they are not motivated by money like that. They are motivated but not like that. I think they still understand it's for getting stuff.
Yeah.
Ni kama sisi, we don't get money for nini yet. So by the time we are realizing money is nini, unakuja na ile mentality ulikuwa nayo yenye what you are doing with money is hoarding. Labda niyo kuambia na wazazi na ujue kusave. Upende kusave. And then ukisema sasa na save nini na niko na extra hapa. It's very convoluted. Actually even in my head nikijaribu kuifikiria saa hizi inanichanganya.
Na okay, but taxpayers money, unaweza who are you taking on holiday? Huda Mondro or Vera Sidika? Oops. Unaenda na nani?
I know, I don't know. I don't know.
Ama kuna mpia, kuna mpia naitwa Shakila. Kuna amiga jana.
Zi, bro.
Shakila zi. Watu kata Shakila. Kwa nini watu kata Shakila jo? Majuzi hapa nilikuwa, who was I with here? Alikata Shakila.
She's scary, bro. Ana kama atakupiga. Atakusumbua tu. No?
Yeah,
anakaa kukusumbua tu.
Mm.
Yani, for the sake of kusumbua. So I don't know. Nini,
unajua,
the reason I'm saying is...
Chaxi wa mic check.
Yeah, kasama
hivyo. Pia lisema zito.
Yeah, but she's just... Anakatu kukusumbua, yani. Unajua, the other one, I don't... Sija nini Huda, sija fuatilia na nani Monroe. Nana Vera. I have not, you know, followed up. So I don't... Sijui personality. But Shakila, during COVID, we watched her.
Yeah.
I remember watching that during COVID. Hata mimi sikuwa na kazi.
Alilik nudes. Pia ata nani, I think, Lava.
Unaona sasa.
Wasafi.
Unaona sasa, why? Unaona why umaiona nini Huda Mondra kuna video clip no, ya Malik no. ama boss Huda yule mwingine yeah.
Vera Hana
but Shakila nayo na hata hajamaliza 5 years kwa industry
alafu
sasa so unaona hiyo tu inakaa tu kusumbua huyu ni mtu tu wa kusumbua watu bro
alafu iko young alafu I don't think she knows kuna hii nini kwa na watch jo siko anajua I was watching a certain Japanese series it's called Tokyo Vice kwa wasi wako out there look for Tokyo Vice if you're in the US because we are watching it illegally iko HBO Max iko Max so mina I watch courtesy of fano iko nini anaitwa nani jo Okeno Moranga sante sana ende ni hook up na HBO Max so apparently if you have too many tattoos it can start affecting your kidney. I didn't know that.
Really?
Yes, like too many tattoos can I'm a new tattoo ink. I think
tattoo ink, that makes sense though, because yeah, at some point ink. when did we know this when did it come out
about what
ilianza ku come out really your research.
I was watching the series alafu niona cheki wana bonga like one of the villains there. It's some cold hearted that guy can act. Ni wale ma you want him dead like usheo cheki kitu kole definitely the dish ni umse. So there's some dude up post you need to something.
Yeah.
So there's a story where he has a kidney problem, like he's always sickly, but he's still a cold bastard. Even when he's sickly, he's organizing with like, what are the dish, what are the dish. So he sneaked into the US to get a surgery. So naenda pa mepita like Americans during his surgery. So during your time dona bonga jeta tattoo, tattoos and the whatever. So ni ati what anione, a variety of medical products contain PEG. And it can cause allergic reactions. However, in the case of tattooing, research has suggested that repeated exposure to PEG could lead to kidney failure.
So what is PEG? The ink?
Yes, yes. So Japanese, makes sense, yeah. Like the Yakuza
yeah.
Awekaga mob sana.
Ah.
So sonja, nimesema hivyo kuza, I think this girl has a lot of tattoos. Eh?
She, so naona shida yake na kwanga ya kidney.
Yeah. That's so she has a lot of tattoos. I don't know kani anatumia ink, but I think these are things people don't know. Kuzo jowatu kama wana get. Tattoos are also an addiction.
Yeah, oh really?
Yeah, people get addicted to these things.
Do you have tattoos yourself?
No. Misina. Mika nakupenda nakupenda. Si lazima niandike jina yako.
Jina yako, yeah. So I've never, I understand them as an art, but I feel like we've jumped into them too soon. Like we don't know what the long-term effects are yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ni kama tu hata birth control ya wanaume. Nasema I support the idea, lakini siju long-term inakaaje. So singoji, sitaki kunini. If it's not a mechanical kind of snipping or anything,
yeah
kumeza, I'm not sure yet.
You mechanical mekweli? This guy.
If you're mini done, kama umemaliza kuzaa, why not?
Mini coitus interruptus, bana. Wewe unapatana na Mkenya, alafu your time government imesema, we are not going to to negotiate the CBA. Achata, akuacha.
We are not negotiating with
you're
terrorists.
Ah, it's easy. This,
I've not really seen you think about properly, I'll be honest. But the top of the surface of my head, I'm like, yeah, if it makes sense, it makes sense. Because kuna tu miaka utasema, me, I just want to do this with no consequences whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, to one level later far. But that could also be, maybe ni shida zangu za pesa zinanifanya ni seme ni metosheka. Maybe you want, you kiwa na enough za kufanya hivyo, ndio utasema, see, I'll provide for all of them.
Yeah.
Also, shida iko hapi.
Yeah, because me siwezi nini. But I find it very interesting that epi umekata Shakila. And what do you think about this nini new wave of the modern woman where women are pushing out sexuality yao sana, like pushing. I was watching a podcast the Kiss Bandit and he was interviewing this girl, and this girl was talking about how she's been involved in a threesome and apart from a threesome she's been involved in a foursome and I remember watching that and I was there like, you know, I don't know if it's the misogyny. I always tell people like I always quote a rapper mpaka kuna bestie anafanwa iko nini anaitwa self-made, alikuwa na joke he had to go look for the song because of me. So there's this rapper who says I'm a feminist, I'm also a misogynist. So I remember when I watched that girl, I was there like, ew, like she's talking about her and her dude is bisexual. So her dude is bisexual. Alafu wako mademu wawili na wako na mse mwingine tena kwa room, and they all had nini bisexual. You try and imagine the probability of infections. Najuaga, like even when AIDS started out, it was known as a gay disease.
Right.
So try and imagine the probability of infection. Apart from that,
yeah,
wanna mix up and they're like, ah,
just that's too many fluids involved.
Yeah, too many fluids.
That so, sounds like too many fluids.
But Demkawio, do you see yourself like falling in love with such a girl and just seeing beyond her past?
If I,
it's like, out there in a podcast.
Oh, that a chick had that life.
Yeah,
and then it's I
podcaster
can
forever.
See that's difficult to say because there's the angle of, yeah, that's ridiculous.
Mm.
And the reason I feel like if I ever connect, if I was to connect to somebody, as we all do, whenever you connect with somebody, it's regardless of what the past is.
Okay, we're in Missouri. Okay.
But the thing is, you don't know that past, and you want it to remain that way.
Yes.
But the moment you know that past, it might do something to you. I'm not going to pretend I'll be strong enough to be like, all right, I mean, it is where you came from after all. I mean, they would be like, at some point, come on, what was the story here?
Mm.
But mind you, nobody's above it.
Yeah.
So in a sense.
I know you used to be a hoe, but right now you're my wife.
No. I'm not sure I can even say those words.
Yeah.
In the sense that if I already know, that might do something to me. Yeah, that might do something. But then again, bro, hii ni kitu, unajua unaingianga kitu kisamanga, hii situation kisamanga, there is probably, honestly, let me think about it. It doesn't bother me.
It doesn't bother you?
I don't think it will bother me.
Like,
kama amekufanya umekuwa honi, umefanya hizo vitu zote. I don't know if it will bother
you. See, I'm saying, like, now you're settling with her as a wife. Like, that does not affect you, the fact that she went on a podcast and talked about foursomes.
See, now here's the truth.
Mm.
The truth of life is what affects me is the fact that alienda kwa pod. So, sir, because unajua situation ya wife is attached to honor, heshima yako na yake, kila kitu. So, that definitely is not going to fly because it won't. But on a physical level, if you are hooking up.
Oh, okay.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you are hooking up, have you ever been horny? Like, you just.
Yeah, okay, sir.
Like, you cannot control what's going on. Ata utajua, utafikiria utasema, fuck. But then afterwards, utasema, ni nini nilikuwa nafanya? Nini nilikuwa nafikiria?
Sasa swali ni.
But yeah, mambo ya wife, unajua, by the time you are marrying someone, kumekuwa na conversation different.
Swali ni.
Yeah.
Kavu, after ameenda kwa podcast, hivyo akasema, alifanya hizo vitu zote, kikwambia twende Kavu.
Again, it goes back to
Kavu. Like honi.
Your honi.
Lakini unajua, alienda kwa podcast, akasema kuna siku alikuwa kwa room with two dudes.
Alafu umepimwe? Kavu kama umepimwe?
Hakuna time ya kupimwa.
I see, no see. Hapo watu utakuwa soba kidogo.
You see.
Yeah, kuna sobriety inaingia kidogo.
Mm.
Kidogo tu, but I don't know, you can't control. Unajua hii vitu ni inverse proportional to hizo vitu za.
Yeah.
The more you know that situation, how bad is it? How badly do you need it? How long has it been? What are you dealing with? Are you a teenager? Now I'm older. I probably would not do it. To be honest, in general, after hooking up, I would not do it. But as a thought, as an idea.
Yeah, as a teenager, of course, Nick on it.
Yeah, but like I'm just saying, as an idea of life, I don't think anything can stop me from hooking up with a chick that has aroused me in that sense.
Yes.
Because as just, it means like there was a point where you were just an animal as a dude. You're just an animal.
Yeah.
And that's all the instinct you have at that particular point. But now the fact that I'm older and I've been around, I'll probably have a conversation and be like, is it really worth it?
Yeah.
Because I think I've moved, you've done a lot of the things you needed to do.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah.
If you haven't, that's another conversation.
Because you made it remind me of a story flani huku US alinipatia.
Yeah.
And I'd want to know if you had like such a similar experience.
In sports. Sports with Lime Bets.
So Huku US was giving a story about how there is an app within an app, yeah, Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So kuna, I think kuna Facebook dating. Do you know the Facebook dating app?
Mm.
So apparently you find it if you're in the US, It's there.
Yes.
But sasa sisi, because I think wanajua tukuna shida mingi hapa Africa, wacha tuongeze hiyo.
In fact.
So he was talking of the way there's this ones where he met some girl kwa this dating app, but now her, she was fully American. And she wanted to screw him. So, washaanza ile nini, wakaenda na dem kwake. Alafu watu walipita living room design haikumfurahisha. Like, alafu wakajipata wako bedroom. So, akiwa bedroom, they are undressing. And then, he realizes hana raba. And the girl told him, it doesn't matter. Twende twendete. And he had to refuse. And I feel like European do kitu na happen asisi as men. I don't know if it's the African in us, but when the girl is too forward, because normally sisi ndio wapiga dem, najua kuna raba, like, is it
fun?
Lakini wajade makuwa, najua hiko, lakini utakuwa like, you're setting me up.
Yes. There's a setup.
Yes. Like, hii kitu ni mzuri sana. Kwa nuna nipatia for free, apart from for free, wataka nichape bila, what are you trying to do?
What are you trying to do to me?
Yeah. So, ukiwa Canada, uli join apps kama hizi? Like, how do you, did you used to survive? Ama ilikuwa tu ni, una fimbo ya nyayo?
Fimbo ya nyayo. kwa hizo clubs, shule for sure, a little bit, and then apps pia, si Tinder. Tinder was coming, kwanza Tinder was the most immoral. Tinder.
Okay.
It was the most easy one. Hata kulikuwa na zingine online, plenty of fish, you know, but hata hiyo Facebook dating sijui ilianza lini, but imeanza juzi. But ilikuwa zile za unaandika paragraph about yourself, you describe yourself and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And yet, so but Twitter was, Tinder was the one that was like, hey guys, guys are just trying to hook up.
Yeah.
Swipe right. So unaweza kuwa ulipata hizo situations. Not to that degree ya nani, ya yenye unasema huku US alifanya yenye ni wame meet mara ya fao wakaenda akachapa hivyo. But there's been situations where there would have been situations where ulikuwa na demo unaongea umemjua kidogo. Si hata nakwambia it's okay, but it's the thing is, the biggest worry they used to have, I noticed, was mambo ya kushika tu ball. Akukuana na it was not a crisis. Kwanza, the times when we were going there, when I was going there, unajua hapa, you know, UKD ilikuwa a big deal. Like, what or not? Yes. That was the biggest fear, right? You were afraid of that. Because of also the percentage of its presence in the population and the amount of awareness that existed. Huko, that thing, like you said, was really big in the LGBT community. It wasn't big in the straight community. So unapata place ukiangalia stats inasema hapa sijui the prevalence is 0.01% of the population, and even then you know it's in the other community, it's not in the straight. So it was not a thing you worry about. The other ones, zile zote zingine ni curable. So hazikusumbui vile,
but
zitakupea maswali. So every now and then, if you get in a situation where that happens with that chick, ni baadaye tu nakuja kusema why, what was I thinking? But post-nut thoughts. But before the nut, you know, inategemea na vibes. The vibes in a song unajipata. So I don't know. Yeah, nani kidogo ilikuwa labda, I don't know what the situation was. Labda umepatana mara ya fao, kaenda straight to it.
Nakuna ga pressure. Me no just sijai F internationally. I've just been local. So I could have got pressure, like with a white girl, like the pressure of an African, like she expects, first of all, and expect you show up with a bazooka, then the next and expect performance in Guinea, porn level. So I could have got pressure.
I'm sure equal, but the disappointment is you equal across the board. I'm an equal opportunity disappointer. I will disappoint across nationalities. I'm sure there is pressure. Even not just pressure, there's a curiosity.
Yeah.
Where I go curious to, so it's a nini, once. I'm sure she's curious if she'll go back to where she came from, because she's had the saying.
Once you go black.
Hata unasikianga wengine wanauliza nanga. Hata kuna mwenye I was actually dating kidogo. Well, nini wa small town, paka antiaka alikuwa anamuuliza, is it true? Oh. Is it true that all those things happen?
Okay, okay.
Mm. Yo, ilinichekesha sana. Because me, I was just like, yeah, whatever, you know. But
It is what it is.
You know, like, it's like, I don't know. Mm. Like, even if you ask me, I don't know. I can't verify.
You know, before colonization.
Yeah.
Colonization
or no? Colonialism.
Yeah, colonialism.
Yeah.
Before that, yeah, we used to have big ones, but now we had to adjust. We never used to worry about
due to
money.
Inflation.
Yeah, and due to inflation, the World Bank. Like, yeah, things not the our economy shrank and everything else shrank
with it. Yeah, yeah, dude. But I've never had. I don't think sijai kuwa in a situation I had to explain myself.
Mm.
In that sense, like, I've never had to speak for the country.
Yeah,
let me put it like that.
Mm.
I think at every given time, hata kuna situation, kuna dem, by the way, I was very idealistic. Ninge kula now that I think of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was very young and full of nini. Mm. Now that I thought of it later, after that specific incident, I was like, maybe I should have just not cared about it and just moved on. Because ni dem alikuwa na insist ni kama, I always like black guys. Like, I look... And she sounded like it sounded like a compliment.
Mm, mm.
You know, ile njara anakuambia, by the way, you are in just because you are black.
Oh.
That's not why I want to be in. I want to be in because on the strength of my character. Not because I'm black.
Not because of the color of my skin.
Yeah, but by the way, nilim ghost, man.
You turned into Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, bana, mbaya, nilim disappear here too. But nilikuwa tu na utiaji pia. When I think about it later, when I thought about it later, like a year or so later, I was just like, maybe I could have just, you know, done it and left. Like, what is the harm? What's the difference with other situations that might have happened in the past?
Yeah, because I always, man, on a guy like those two white girls, and then they, in quotes, fall in love na Maasai flani random somewhere in Maasai land.
Yeah.
And I always look at the disappointment they'll get. Because you know, wale Maasai wale, like traditionally, wamezoea wife, yaki ingia tu kwa keja. Wife anapika la fulambia, tuende kitandani. Afaki ingia kutandani, it's about him, it's all about the wife. Pop. Akimaliza, story kuisha. So kadenka wamezoea, oh, let's make love, there has to be foreplay, there has to be. Hey, ile time wanaka mikiku realize, like, African dick can also be work.
But let's think about it this way. I think that's what we think. I think humans and women are the same in the sense that maybe now lately in this new era, that's the situation. But I still feel like hata kitambo pia wazunye wengi walikuwa old school fashion, old fashion. In a sense that wakona hizo shida tukonazo zenye, we don't do everything they want because they watch it. Like mademoiselle, they are equally disappointed like we do.
Yeah, I know you're equal.
Yeah, but by in the sense that, so if she, by the time she's coming, unapata hata labda si nginye peke yake ndio inamotivate. But also she has other expectations, you know, around... or who knows, maybe she loosens up faster because these guys are different. There's a different situation. So there's something that it does for them. No wonder she got into that situation anyways. I feel like sionangika was here to disappoint by virtue of the fact that we don't do the stuff that came with the point. Because I'm sure if Elisha na kukula huko chini imekuja tu in the last 20 years with the internet. Imekuwa popular, yani
kukuja
mainstream whereby you and your wife can be, that's an expectation. Feel like prior to that watu tu walikuwa tu anachapa tu, families were just families. Unapata no one that is there. Some of the biggest jokes in sitcoms was the fact that, or even in marriage jokes, was the fact that the guy didn't deliver, the chick didn't get it. It's because that's a problem. That's the problem across the board, and it's not even cultural per se.
Because
I'm sure sahi was Masai pia wanalamba huko chini.
Yeah, unapata tu iko pale tu
na. Watu wameangalia, wamenunua bundles ya 10 bob, waka watch. Now it's become a part of the thing.
Akaamua ku experiment.
Yeah.
But sasa,
do you remember the first time uli watch oral sex in porn?
Skumbuki, but me, the funny thing about it, I don't know if it's my mind that plays tricks on me, but I feel like in a time, in the height of my adole, when I really wanted, I just wanted to use anything on it. I was ready even to use my mouth. Like, I thought about it.
Just to deal
me,
with
if
it,
you are to ask me, I always feel like the first person kuenda hapo chini, wanted it so badly that you're like, oh,
I'll do anything.
I'll do anything for you. So Mufil, nikama, you're the reason inafanyaga.
Just the first time I came across the whole mambo ya kwenda down.
Yeah.
I was youngish. Sikuwa nimeanza kupata my steam. So I was just like, this is really peculiar. Really, like the time I actually got on board with it was by the time it happened to me.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, it's not like a thing I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. But ile siku ile happened, she was, oh, cool. And then even the disgust that I thought I would have if I was to go down.
Aikuwa.
So I was just like, all right, I'll give you whatever.
Mm.
But like, when it happened, I was like, oh, okay, it's nice. I guess it's something.
Yeah. Half they enjoy it, so
yeah, they enjoy it. So it, but it was not disgusting to me in the sense that it was not exciting to me when I first experienced it. I actually considered it disgusting for the longest time.
Yeah.
Till the time it actually, I mean, I was like, all right, I can do this, I guess. And
for me, I'd say I don't even like, because I know there are men who enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
Me, I enjoy seeing the pleasure.
Right.
Like
right.
The fact that she's enjoying it. Makes that's sense. Why I enjoy it.
Yes.
But it's not at Kapali. Because there are dudes who just Kapali go like, I need to go and
Like, I see that. Yeah, the outcome is what you enjoy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Like, yeah, when you enjoy. So yeah.
And then even for a long time, you know, I didn't sikuwa najuanga eti iki to see eti tunamalizanga at the same time.
Yeah.
It took me a while to realize sometimes they don't I was fungering nasema, good job again. Twende kazi. Tuonane next time.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that.
Unamocha hanging.
I think I was 22 or something, and I read somewhere, or 24 actually. I was 24.
Yeah.
Read somewhere. I was like, what? Then I now dug deep and then I realized, hey, kumbe tuko different. I thought nimemalizia, tumemaliza sota kama familia. Tumemaliza sota.
I feel like even the saizi younger men are going to start being good at sex kutushinda,
right?
Because there's a lot of information,
right.
There's a lot of jokes zile za,
and even
zile za zip handbag na zip,
yeah,
actually the zip is right there, you can't find it. See, for us it was like there was no information, so it's all about penetration.
We didn't even know there was something to find.
Yeah, there was something to find,
let alone the fact that you lost it. When did you lose it? What is the I didn't know that.
But now them, they have information. Now I think if you're bad in bed, you're just bad.
Right.
It's because you want to be.
Yeah.
Time yet to cook on information, you could not talk to your...
There was no one to talk to.
No one to talk to, our parents and any. But one of the interesting conversations that I could have, of course, both my grandfathers are dead right now. But if they were alive, Nigeta Akuauliza, if they ever went down, if someone ever went down on them, I'm sure they'd be disgusted having that conversation with you. But it would be interesting to actually hear it from the horse's mouth. That have you ever gotten a blowjob?
Right.
Have you ever... Dan Kalalingas to my grandma. So I look at my grandma in a different way.
What the fuck?
Grandma wako na pito na jua. Uyu! Malikuwa mbaya. Malikuwa mbaya siku zake. Alafu, tukimalizia since tunaongea jua nyama, wacha tubonge jua story. Kulikuwa na hii article, ati Kenyans low appetite for rare and medium rare steaks. Steaks, that is, baffles chefs. So apparently Kenyans don't love their meat rare or medium rare. How do you love it? Like ukienda kukula
steak. It has to be aged, and it has to be, and then I do medium or medium rare.
Or you do medium or medium rare.
Medium or medium rare.
My shit properly cooked. Like stagagi
kuna. Have you tried site, medium?
Stagagi site ya damu. Yes.
It's not damu, it's nini. It's not actually blood, it's something else.
That red?
Yeah, it's pink, it's not blood. You know, I know this. I know this because I worked as nilikuanga I worked as a waiter at a steakhouse restaurant. High-end steakhouse
Maju.
Restaurant. Maju. So I didn't know. Me yenyewe, hiyo yenye tunakulanga, hiyo well done, hiyo ni cardboard for real. Like you lose a lot of flavor. At the very least, fanya bas medium well. Because then it's close to kuiva as possible. And the thing is, the juices. Now, our nyama choma,
this... flavor. Which flavor are you talking about?
Flavor ya nyama. Unajua ya rufu?
Skiza.
Yeah.
Kabla tupatia na story yako. Wife, you pick a guy. There's a way she makes goat, especially. Like you, tengeza goat, nikichapa na ugali. I feel like it's top of the world.
Right.
So if you're trying to tell me ati kama hii goat ingekuwa imeiva, ingekuwa better than vile, niko like, no. It's like, zile za dem kutry kuningiza kidole kwa rasa that it's going to push me to the next level. No, I don't.
How do you know if you have never tried?
Yeah. Check so it. Let's go back to rare, medium rare.
Medium rare. So I've never actually eaten medium goat.
Yeah.
Goat inakuanga well done, but it stews in the juice. Unajua vile wanairudisha so that it's not dry.
Yeah.
The very least, the flavor is not lost. I don't want it to be dry.
Mm.
With beef, the aged beef, enye imeajiwa vizuri, the flavor stays in the beef. Like it's a distinct flavor. Iko ndani ya hiyo beef. I just talk kwa. Sasa hii nyama choma yetu, makosa half the time ni, you smell it, it smells nice. But when you taste it, you don't, it doesn't match the smell, to be honest. Half the time.
I think ulishi na wazungu sana.
Acha hiyo ya wazungu. Acha nikuambie, mimi mwenyewe nimeifanya. Hata hiyo nime age hiyo beef, nimechukua nyama, nikaifunga, nikajaribu kui age for a few days, even 2 weeks. And the flavor is a totally different thing. It's really nice. Una feel like unakula. It's like you're eating game meat. Have you ever eaten game meat, wild meat?
No.
It's kuna kitu ingine. It's very, you're testing an animal. We like, aya, hiyo ndio na describe. But the idea is, hata mimi mwenyewe siko najua. I used to eat it well done because I was like, this, it can only be well. Why would I eat anything else? Then I was working at this steak restaurant. And so from time to time, you could get a meal for, you know, for
free.
For free or for a discount. So one time I made an order. I was running late. Nimetumefunga nikaambia tu chef ni tengeneze nini and then alin, okay, first of all I think this was intentional that I think of it later. Walikuwa ananizushianga ni nini unakula hizi kwanza, the manager, the owner would be like, you should try. So I tried it and it was amazing. The chef alinitengeneza hiyo siku akaniambia tu wewe try, ikikataa unirudishie. The juice, the nini, everything. Now the difference now with nyama choma though, the nyama choma well done is vile nyama choma wanatengeneza alafu wanaweka kwa foil alafu wanaiacha. That's a different story. Unaona sasa hiyo nini inabaki hapo, flavor inabaki ndani ya nyama. It's like the slow cooked version. Have you eaten slow cooked beef? Tamu kulipindukia because flavor imebaki tu hapo ndani.
Sasa si basi useme hivi,
yeah,
let's to speak again ndani ya foil basi, because mimi like for you to try and convince me to eat kitiote, because me that red to me just reminds me of blood,
and you're afraid of
and
blood.
Yes. Okay. Even when I taste it, I feel like after sana za kufikiria juu ya all the what are they called, like the bacteria and what that could still be alive inside you.
Kijana ya
and
town.
It just takes me
kijana ya town. So you've never even tried raw blood, cow blood?
Zizi sije try.
Okay.
Oh, shall try?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay. Even Thales do that.
It's a Maasai thing. It's a Maasai thing, but I tried it.
Oh, okay.
Hata cooked blood in yemenini may try. It's delicious.
Cooked blood, I've always been delicious. Curious. I always feel like yo alafu kasukuma wiki na ugali.
Yeah,
I feel like unaona mpaka I can think about that.
Yeah. It tastes almost like liver. The cooked blood. But now, so the reason I'm saying that is when you try raw blood or even half cooked blood, whatever the case, taste profile is different from the one you're getting from a raw steak. A medium rare steak, the rare steak.
Okay.
It's, you think, so maybe for you have a portion that tastes as blood, but it's not blood. If you have actually tasted that medium rare, the rare thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Apa Kenya, ni wapi kuna kuoga na medium rare? I should test out and then I come back, report
maybe
to you.
Maybe you should even do it. You come and do it at the Laugh Bar, Nairobi Laugh Bar.
Yeah, unakuwa na medium rare?
Yeah, we have good steak. Kujo ujaribu medium rare.
Okay, I'll try medium rare because of wewe.
I'm a medium too. Medium is the safest.
I'll try medium. Rare.
Considering who you are right now, you're transitioning to,
to rare. Yeah.
So try that. There's that one, we have that at the Nairobi Laugh Bar. Actually, it's one of the best. One again, the director the other day, and it's, finally we nailed it, like we got a good kuna chef mwenye anaweza kufanya hizo amefanya vizuri, like we've been struggling with getting a chef that can do it properly, but finally we got a guy, we got a good source supplier and everything.
Okay I
that's
guess
that's a place.
I try. So tukimalizia, acha remind us, say inaanza leo, which is Wednesday, si ndio? 17th of April till Sunday. Inaitwa Nairobi International Comedy Festival. And you are welcome.
Yes, please.
Tickets zinapatikana wapi?
NICF.co.ke will give you all the information, or standupcollective.co.ke. That's where all the tickets are.
Na pia naweza ukiwa tafuta kwa Standup Collective on social media pia sini hivyo.
Yeah,
if you need any information,
yes, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So Doug, kama kawa jua, asante sana.
Asante sana. Asante for having me this fun.
So I think tunakutafuta hapo 400 399 400
hapo tuanze kuongea nikuje tu.
Yeah.
So like, subscribe and tukumbushane.
Yes, ndio tu. So kama kawa vile nimesema pia mimi, like the Wednesday you are watching this, hiyo usiku nitakuwa nikiwa na tutakuwa na Kisiangani. Nitakuwa hapo kwa comedy festival, of course, talking podcasts and everything. So make sure tumepatana, si ndio? Itakuwa ikistream online.
Yeah. Stream on the Kisiangani
podcast. Yes. So kama kawa, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Tukimalizia 299 tukisema ekonene.